Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books on weight. The first is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. The second is How to Weigh Less Permanently. Now, today's episode or podcast is entitled You Want to Lose Weight? You Don't Have a Chance. That's right. Losing weight is a sucker's game. People tell you that you should lose 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever it is. You hate weighing what you do, but you find yourself unable to weigh less. Now, you may have gone on a diet at some point in time, or eating programs, or paid money to people to buy food, or get advice, whatever it is. But somehow you always seem to come back to the weight that you say you hate. Now here you are, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, way too much, think you're fat. Now, you don't seem to be able to do anything about it. You're stuck at home, your clothes don't fit, your doctor tells you you weigh too much, and yet you sit there and feel unable to do anything about it. You've tried diets, you've done everything. And the thought of another diet and depriving yourself of foods that you think you love but really need is just too much for you, and you don't know what to do. Now, I will tell you that the real reason why that you weigh what you do is that it is emotionally comfortable for you. That's right. You can say you hate your weight all you want, all day long. Won't change a thing. Because anytime you've lost 10, 20, 30 pounds, what happened? You gained it back, really. Why would you do something that silly? Let's just pick a number. Let's say you weigh 170, 180, 160. Now, why can't you weigh permanently 10 pounds less than that? Or put another way, why don't you weigh 10 pounds more? Really, you stopped your weight gain at a certain point for a reason. It wasn't an accident. It was because emotionally it felt okay, because the weight you're at enabled you to put enough food in your mouth to satisfy you emotionally, and that's where you stayed. It wasn't an intellectual decision. If it was an intellectual decision, you would weigh a lot less. How many pounds? That depends on you. But you would weigh less. And actually, why don't you weigh 20 pounds more than you do? Because that's not within your emotional comfort zone. If you gain 10 pounds, you've probably lost it back. You become a person who weighs what you weigh. If you weigh, and I'm picking numbers now, 160 pounds, then you think of yourself as a 160-pound person. That's who you become. If you weigh 200 pounds or more, you think of yourself as a person who weighs 200 pounds or more, and you run your life accordingly. It's like this in everything. But with weight, if anybody tells you you're going to, quote, lose weight by going on a diet or eating programs permanently, is just kidding you. You know it. You've tried it. You probably have no friends who have permanently lost weight on the diet or anything else. When I say permanently, I mean to a point where they no longer worry about their weight. Let's say they weigh 30 pounds less than you. They don't worry about it anymore. So almost nobody does that. You know this isn't going to happen dieting, because dieting is based on deprivation, emotional deprivation. When you have foods that you really feel make you feel good, you have to have them emotionally. Any program, diet, eating, whatever, that takes those foods away from you is a non-starter. It's a failure. So that's why you weigh what you do. It's comfortable. Now, you may say you hate it all you want. You want to weigh 10 pounds less or 20 or whatever, but you're not going to be able to do it at all unless and until you understand and feel the emotional feelings that cause you to eat it, to put enough food in your mouth to weigh what you do. After all, you're a smart person. You went to school, high school, college, graduate school, anything. You have a responsible job. You take care of your responsibilities. You may have a family. You may take care of your family well. You do a million things just fine. But the one thing that stymies you, that puts you behind the eight ball, is your weight, because you don't know what to do about it. And nothing you have ever done is going to change a thing. I've told you in this podcast, the way to do it is to understand why you made yourself fat and why you continue to weigh what you do and why it's a virtual impossibility for you to permanently weigh less. Now, the only way to do this and listen to this podcast is to feel what it is that compels you to keep putting all that food in your mouth. Now, the way to do that, and by the way, let me say, this is for free. I don't want a penny of your money. I have no economic interest to protect. Everybody else says, give me your money, we'll make you thin. Nonsense. Baloney. There is no obesity epidemic. It's foolishness. People putting too much food in their mouth for emotional reasons. However, once you understand and feel, feeling's important, what it is that caused you to make yourself fat, you can't eliminate it and you can weigh less permanently. What I'm selling you for free is freedom. Freedom from worrying about your weight. Freedom to choose whatever weight you want to weigh. Really, nobody should be charging you money for all this stuff. It's too important. People say, oh, they want to sell you a program, a dieting program, whatever, a book. And they say, oh, look at these celebrities, they've lost weight. Well, maybe, maybe, maybe not. A lot of them, maybe everybody has gained their weight back. Who knows? Statistically, it's almost virtually impossible to weigh less permanently. I will tell you the only way to do this, and it's simple, so simple. You will say, oh my gosh, why did I let this happen? Next time you want to put some food in your mouth, say, I'm not going to do this until I understand the feeling that makes me want to do this. Once you understand that feeling, it's simple. You can make it go away. And keep listening to my podcast. Again, I do not want your money. It's all free. And I'm selling you freedom for free. This is John Thomas. Keep listening. Bye.